There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you so much for being with us today. Today, we are honored to have Evangelist Alencia Bowen of New Destiny Church of God in Christ, who will be sharing with us on the subject, what you looking at.
We don't know who holds tomorrow, and we don't know even about today. And there's a lot of things that we're dealing with that we really, if we would be honest, we have no understanding as to why we have to go through the things that we go through or deal with the things that we have to deal with. But we do know one thing, irrespective of what we're going through, irrespective of the challenges, both physically, spiritually, naturally, that we do know that God holds our today and our tomorrows. The economic power, we're known as the leaders in what we do in our constituents across the world. Power is aligned with strength. It's aligned with might. It's aligned with force. It's aligned with authority. And Jesus was starting to tell the disciples, rather, that verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and into the uttermost parts, at home, in your communities, around the state and around the world. And the important thing, it says, and when he had spoken these things, verse 9, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Verse 11, which is our central verse, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. What you looking at? The man that was with you is going to return. Why are you looking at your situation as if Jesus has not given you the power? If you have the Holy Ghost, he has given you the power to deal with your situation. I heard Sister Christina speak life over her situation. He has given us the authority to speak life over death. He has given us the authority to speak things that are not as though they were. He has given us authority to command the Satan to leave us alone. If you rebuke the devil, he will flee. He's given us power to not only raise the dead, but to heal the sick. He's given us power to go through the situations that we go through in life. T.D. Jakes would use the word, the vicissitudes of life. Those things that we can't always talk about. Those things that we will not talk about. He's given us power. So why stand there gazing? What you looking at? He's given it to you. We look to God to give us so much. And sometimes he has to remind us, I have given you power. I've given you authority. I have given you your mind. And you can command things to come into alignment. As we were hearing about the situations going on in Texas and how devastating it was, there are so many that while they were in the midst of everything, God preserved them. He preserved their homes. He preserved everything about them. Yes, we're saddened by those that had losses. And we're not saying you were saved and you didn't have losses. There are many people who were saved that had loss. But when you step back and look at things, many are thanking God because he spared their lives. And now they're given an opportunity to stand up and share that had it not been for God, who was on my side, I could have slipped. I could have been one of those counted in the number. Except it be for God, we could be having another conversation about Sister Christina on this morning. Had it not been for God, those things that were destined to take us out, those bullets that missed us, those accidents that he kept us from, that food that was bad that we ate and he still allowed us to live, all these things that came against us, he gave us power. And now we as believers are given the challenge in this day and time to step out on our faith and demonstrate to put to use the power that he has given us, the authority that he has given us. And sometimes I think we get a little bit caught up in what's going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the news is good, but it can be bad. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing they tell you is how many people died last night. Am I right about that, Sister Patty? We were talking about that one time. You wake up in the morning, you find out how many people died the night before. Really? That's not really the first thing you need to hear when you wake up in the morning.
Amen.
When you go to bed, they tell you how many people died that day. And so now you're laying down with death and you're waking up to death. You're looking at death on Facebook. You're listening to death on everything. Every time you turn around, it's death. Yes, people are dying. My Aunt Jeannie said people are dying. They never died before. We know that to be true. But when I looked outside this morning, I don't know about you, but for the last week, I've heard the birds chirping. I said, how are you all out and it's 7 degrees outside? I did. I looked outside and I said, what are y'all doing out here and it's 7 degrees? And I was like, Lord, these birds, are they going to make it through this 7 degree weather? And then I was reminded in the scripture where he is mindful of even the birds.
Yeah.
Even if you don't throw any seed out, he takes care of the bird. But when I thought about the purpose of the birds were letting me know, yes, you're in the middle of winter, but spring is coming. In other words, as it said in the 7th verse, we don't know the times or the season. It looked like it's going to be winter forever, but them birds reminded me that this season of winter is going to end. And I want to encourage you tonight, this morning, to let you know that the season that you're in does have an ending point. It won't last always. You're not going to go through this for the rest of your life. God is going to bring an end to the season that you're in. But while you're in it, execute that power. Execute that authority that he has given you. And he will bring you through. And I want to jump over to the 2nd chapter. And we often get excited about this. But I want to get to the 17th verse because it really blessed me as well. And it shall come to pass. And I always like that. One time I was going through something and the Lord was taking me through scripture after scripture after scripture. And at the beginning of every verse that he read, allowed me to read, it said, and it came to pass. And it finally, when I got through with the reading, I heard in my voice, my spirit, it came to pass. This won't stay always. And it says in the 7th verse, and it shall come to pass in the last days. And we've heard about those days, but we're living in the last days. Saith God, I will pour out my spirit. I will pour out my anointing. I will pour out my power upon all flesh.
All right.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Uh-huh. The power of God will give them the word to speak that will command that which is not to come into alignment. But they're going to prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. In this day and age, when young people don't have hope, they don't have a future, they don't feel like they have anything, the day is going to come where our young men shall see visions and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they all of them shall prophesy. Man, woman, boy, girl, young, old, Jew, Gentile, Hebrew, Americans, we all shall prophesy. And he said, because I am all power, I will show wonders in the earth, in the heaven, above. You're going to look up and see something. And then he said, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. How many of you have been paying attention? We've had a couple of blood moons.
All right.
It's been showing. We have had several blood moons, and those blood moons have been those things that have brought us into alignment. Before that great and notable day of the Lord come. So before he comes, we're going to see all these signs and wonders. So when you're looking up, you should be looking for the signs of his coming. When you're looking up, you should see for the signs of his transitioning. When you're looking up, you should look for the signs of him giving you directions about what to do. And the 21st verse says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. God is giving us power and authority, but he's given us power on how to minister to people so that they can receive him in this day and in this time. So many people are looking for new ways of ministry, but God has given us power of how we can minister in this day and in this time. If we never step foot in our church buildings again, we still can win souls for the kingdom. If we never gather together in a convention or a Sunday morning service, he's still going to save the lost in this world. If we never put our St. John suits on, he's still going to be God. If we never wear our rhinestone earrings again, he still got the power to save the sick. If we never, ever, ever come back together with our families, he still got enough to give us power to save. And as we go through this week, I challenge you to ask God to teach you the more of how to tap into the power that he's released for this season. Because I found out something. The light bulbs that I used in the old days are nothing like the light bulbs that I use today. In the past, I just went to the store and bought something called Sylvania. Y'all remember that? Light bulbs.
Yeah.
And it gave us 40, 60, 80, 100 watts. And that light bulb would work and go for as long as we needed it to go, and then it would change and you find yourself changing light bulbs. But a few years ago they introduced us to LED lights, and you put that LED light bulb in, months go by, years can go by. I paid attention, there's a light that I have not turned off in over a year. That light is still shining. Still got the same wattage, still putting out the same brightness. I keep it on in the day, and I keep it on through the night. And I'm telling you, what's the difference? The power of yesterday does not work the same way that the power of today. The wattage of bulbs that I had yesterday are insufficient for the light that I need to be emitting today. Yesterday, Sylvania bulbs worked. Today, LED is better. And today, we have to ask God for the power of today, the power that will direct us today, I know he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, but we're the only ones that age. He don't age. And as we age in him, we need to ask him to make sure the power that we have is aligned up for what he's doing in the earth on this day. And so as we go through this week that's coming up, our prayer is that God would give us the power that we need to strengthen the anointing in our lives that we need to be able to get through the challenges of this day. Amen. We're asking God to not let me just stand gazing, looking at what yesteryear was all about, but help me to realize that when I'm looking up, I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my strength, but I'm looking to make certain I'm ready for when he comes back again, and he comes back to redeem this church that he left. Let me be ready for that great getting up morning. Let me be ready to meet him in the air. Father God, yes. In your precious son's name, Jesus, we thank you for the power and the authority that you have given each and every one of us. And we ask this afternoon that you continue to be with us, strengthen us, that we may be able to accomplish that which you have assigned for us to do in this day, in this time, in this age. Help us to be ready with a word from you. Help us to be ready to shine the light in this dark world for you. And help us, God, to be all that you have planned for us to do when you assigned us in our mother's womb. And we ask, God, that you continue to look over each one of us and keep us strong in our spirits and in our faith. And dear God, we can't help but pray for those in Texas that have experienced so much devastation. We ask, God, that you would be with them, strengthen them, and even give those that are crossing the highways next week with convoys of hope. We ask, God, that you be with every mission worker, be with Bishop Matthews, be with Elder Philip Williams, be with all of those traveling all over the world, all over the country, to help those in Texas. And we ask, God, that you would be with us even as we go throughout our daily activities. Keep us safe from danger seen and unseen, incidents, accidents, and even those things that just happened. And we'll forever give you the praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@nonelikehimanywhere.org.